In the studio today is Betty Lehman, owner of Lehman Disability Planning. She is truly a visionary leader of Colorado, an exceptional person and parent. Betty has over 25 years of professional experience. She supports every nonprofit and state agency that supports people with developmental disabilities, whether by letters of support, working together on grants, developing legislation, being a spokesperson, or brainstorming solutions. She is fiercely determined to make a difference. Betty has made a difference in thousands of lives. We met some 30 years ago, and since then, Betty, you have worked tirelessly to assist more parents with not only autism, but other developmental disabilities. It's joyous to be in your presence. I appreciate you taking time to be on KUVO Community Connection.
Thank you so much, Tree. It's wonderful to be here.
What were you doing before you had a child with intellectual disabilities?
I was a CPA, so I thought I would have a baby, and then, of course, I would return to work. Didn't turn out that way. I was drafted into the world of intellectual and developmental disabilities from the time my son was born. I've never looked back. I don't miss being a CPA. I've enjoyed being an advocate, and I'm glad that he was part of setting me on a path where I could make a difference in other people's lives, and it's made a huge difference in my own life, too.
That's where the road less traveled comes in as a parent of a child or an adult child with a disability.
That's true. People don't really understand until you stand in our shoes. If you don't walk the walk, you can imagine, you can have an impression, but you really don't know what it feels like to be somebody in a position where you must sacrifice. You must have your child at the top of your consciousness at all times. They need you to be their advocate, their protector. You're their decision maker. You're their support. You do everything for them. Most parents are looking forward to the time when they are an empty nester. And that may not be something that we get to enjoy for quite a long time.
Truly understandable. Now, when did you decide to become an advocate or a spokesperson for children and adults with disabilities?
I became an advocate when my son was diagnosed with autism. And at that point, he was 2 years old. And I found out that private insurance didn't cover it. In fact, there were only two exclusions from coverage for private insurance. And one of them was for HIV/AIDS, and the other one was for autism. And so I could get no help. Private insurance, Medicaid didn't have a way to enter into it. Nobody paid for anything. And so I was going broke really fast trying to get access supports and services and treatment for my son. It was maddening. And so I became an advocate, not just for him, but for other people like myself and for him, for all the families in Colorado that were disregarded because they didn't have a diagnosis that that insurance would cover or Medicaid would allow.
Isn't that incredible? And they say, oh, we must have insurance, but yet insurance doesn't cover the things that we really needed to cover.
That's right. And so that was in 2009, I got insurance legislation passed in Colorado. I was very proud of that. That opened up the door for treatment. And autism is treatable, not curable, because it's not really, it's an identity as well. And so it's not that we're looking for cures. We're just looking to make people's lives better, to have the kind of support and training that children in particular with autism benefit from so that they can have a quality life.
Yes, because early intervention is very important with a child with autism. Some things they learn really quickly and some things take 101,000 times.
Well, and as you said, you quoted me the other day, once you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. They're all unique. Every person is unique. And the way autism affects differing people shows up differently.
True.
There's no two alike.
Well, that is great. You took the words out of my mouth. Okay. So how do families reach you to ask questions about assisting them with their planning? And tell us, what is planning in your eyes?
It's a roadmap. It's like, where do you want to go? So planning is really, there's four questions. Where are we now? Where are we going? And a better question is, where do we want to go? And then how do we get there? That's like any journey that you're on. You don't just walk out the door and start walking. You say, I'm going to go someplace and I know where I want to go. And you figure out how you want to get there. And planning for our children to have independent adult lives is the same kind of questions that you'd ask. Where are we now? Where are we going? Where do we want to go? And how are we going to get there? So that's what planning is. You can find me. I have a website. It's www.lehmandp.com.
Very good.
if the only person in your life is your mom or your dad or your parents, you're not going to be able to navigate. So the transfer of control through planning has to happen before a parent becomes sick, before a parent passes away, so that when we do, that our child's life is going to continue in a quality way, even though we're not there. We're still there because we've done our planning and we have the supports in place to help our child as an adult, even without us. So they're going to miss us, but their life isn't going to be substantially different because we're not there taking care of them. That's what we want for all people, is that they can grow up and have a lovely, independent adult life. Same if you have autism.
Excellent. Well, Betty, let me thank you for all the people in Colorado who have benefited, all the lives you have touched. Let me thank you for all of them, including myself. And I want to thank you so much for joining me for the KUVO Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.
Thank you, Tree. This has just been an honor to be here.